Hi, everyone. It is day 6 of our 25 days of Christmas countdown. And today's topic is giving back and volunteering.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister, a family around the world. It's all about the love.
In the studio today, we have
Dolores Davis
and Viria Davis Bennett
and Shapira Davis.
Hey, everyone. Hey.
Hi. Thank you for joining us today. So like we said, today we are talking about volunteering during the holidays. Mm-hmm. That's what we want to talk about first. And, you know, there are some people that don't look forward to the holidays. Mm-hmm. It brings up bad memories of, you know, family stuff, or mm-hmm. yep, it's a reminder right. of them to what they don't have.
Yep,
I just remember, you know, kids after Christmas, you know, when they return back to school, it's not something that they look forward to, because kids are going to say, what did you get for Christmas? Mm-hmm. And then they're going to have to say, mm-hmm. I didn't get anything. You know, there's some kids that didn't look forward to Christmas because of that mm-hmm. reason.
Yep.
And so that's why we're passionate about talking about volunteering and talking about ways that you can get back during the holidays. It's really important to us because, you know, I'm thinking about those kids and those mm-hmm. stories because it's something that we're passionate about.
That's right.
There are different ways that we have volunteered.
Yes, there are. Yes.
Yes. I know that one way that I volunteered over the holidays was with pageants. I always was, when I was directing pageants, my queens were always doing something.
You're right. Mm-hmm. Her queens were, had their sash, crown, everything. And they were,
they were always doing something during the holidays.
That's right. Mm-hmm. I was very proud to see that. Another way of giving back that we've given back is we've participated in gift drives, donated old items. Easiest way to give back. I mean, you're going to get rid of them anyway. Why not give them to a charity to just somewhere that can, you know, find good use for those items. Mm-hmm. We also have had food drives, you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm. And we've also, there's other ways, donating your time,
right.
whatever that is, whether it's at a local shelter, animal shelters, homeless shelters, gift wrapping, the local Boys or Girls Club, or you can find different angel trees.
I used to love those in the stores.
I know sometimes they have them at churches.
Angel tree. Do you remember?
Yeah,
okay, so
an angel tree.
They used mm-hmm. to be at grocery stores, from what I can remember back in the day of when we were growing up at grocery stores.
Still now they have them. Sometimes.
Yeah. And now you can actually get them either in your business organization.
Mm-hmm. At our church.
Yep.
We got them before.
Yep. And so they would literally have names of, and it would either be whatever organization you'd be partnering with, and they'd give you names of kids, and you'd put these kids' names and their age. It'd be their, it would be their name. Sometimes
it would
have their name.
Yep.
It would have their age, and then it would just say the need of a toy or something like
that. Or what they like. Sometimes it has a list of things that they like. Yep. And so you can go shopping for that, child, and get them something that they like. And then so they would have a gift on Christmas.
Wow.
And, you know, it kind of helps to, combat that kids going back to school and having to feel that way after mm-hmm. Christmas.
And you can actually apply. Mm-hmm. They used to be able to apply online if you were a family that's in need.
Mm-hmm.
Just talk about how many kids you have in your family. And I don't know what kind of questions they ask, but yeah, that's how you get involved with that.
I will never forget Dad one time. He had this whole pamphlet. He had this book laid out. It was all these papers laid out. And he was just looking down at his papers, and he was just smiling and reading. And I came in, and I was like, I saw a little kid on the sheet. And I remember asking him, what is that? And he said, this is a kid that I adopted in another country. And so they were just writing to tell him who they were. And to thank him for, you know, supporting them and The little boy was telling him about himself and telling him, you know, that the gifts that he was giving him and the money that he was sending him, you know, how it was helping their, his family and different things like that. And so it was through some program that he had adopted. You can adopt a kid in another country, not adopted in the way that we think adopted, right? You know, to basically
kind of like sponsor. I got
the kid that he was sponsoring. That he was taking care of. And so it just, I just remember seeing dad's face being so he was just touched while he was reading about this kid that he was helping out. And you know, I don't remember the little boy's name, but I just remember,
never heard that story. I just remember
how dad was just so just blessed and touched so by hearing from the child that he was sponsoring. So
that's beautiful.
I know that means a lot to people as well, and I'm sure it meant a lot to the child, but it also meant a lot to our dad to see the fruit.
Exactly. That's what's so special about giving is that the reward that you get, it's inside, it's in your heart, it's it's like that gratification of knowing that you were blessing someone else. So
well, for us, the Davis sisters as a group, you know, this is something that is just so important for us in our communities. And we love giving back in a variety of ways. One of our biggest ways, and one that we enjoy so much, has been putting on our annual Christmas concert.
It
was just such a joy. And this is just an opportunity where we could give to a charity of our choice to support for the year.
We've always done that. Well, not always, but we've a lot of years have tried to always find a charity to support or an organization that needs help. I know one year I was doing some work alongside and partnering with Working Against Violence Incorporated, WAVY. They're a nonprofit organization that assists victims of domestic violence. And that's just something that I've been really passionate about. And so we were supporting them at our Christmas concert. We did a food drive for that. Also need different items. They usually need different items this time of year because they can use
anything.
Diapers and, you know,
shampoos.
Yeah. I mean, they're always in need of different anything. Things like that. Just think of things, especially as a female, think of all of the things that you need on a daily basis. For children, think of things that you need on a daily basis. And those are the things that they need. And, you know, and sometimes just gifts, even gifts there around the holidays, so that the kids that are there during the holidays that would rather be at home but can't due to certain circumstances, they're still getting gifts on Christmas. So that's really important. And also, we love the KOTA Care and Share food drive.
That was the very first thing.
That's always a big one. And we always would look forward to giving to that. Where people can donate non-perishable food items or monetary donations. And so that's always a really good charity to support as well.
You know, one thing that is a good problem to have is having so much food you don't have anywhere to put it. Because that year, there was it was one of our first years that ever concert we put on. And we weren't able to see how much food people brought in because we were, of course, putting on this concert. And then they were like, well, where do we put this? The people that were helping, the ushers and stuff, were like, well, where do we put all this food? And we're like, what do you mean? Oh, okay, just put them in. And they're like, there's a lot of food. And we're like, okay.
It
was so much. Remember, Mom and Dad's garage was full. And we were like, we've got to get this stuff to the... We didn't even know how to transport it. There was so much. And it was just such a blessing to see the support. And like, people really come out and just be ready to give. Willing to give. That's awesome. The last few years, our charity that we've, you know, partnered with or chosen to donate to was Bin Love Inc.
We really love them.
And so they're another nonprofit that works together with churches, actually, to help families in so many different ways, such as like clothing, food. They offer like financial classes to help individuals that struggle.
Life skills.
Just lots of things.
In every area that you can think of.
They can provide furniture for family members. Just so many different things. And so we're just very fortunate enough to have organizations in our community that are doing these things, but we're also very passionate about being able to be involved with these organizations too. It's just, it's exciting. So, however, we know that not everyone is able to volunteer, and that's okay. So what are some other ways of giving back? We're just thinking of some ways that we can suggest and put out there for people that are looking to give back.
Right. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we don't always necessarily have the time or the finances to be able to do that.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Even though we want to, like, it's in our heart to do that.
To do, yeah.
Yep. So one of the things I thought of is you can have just as simple as having exchanges. Things that you may no longer need. There might be another family or friend that you know, might need that, that you're just going to give away or take to the thrift store or whatnot.
That's a good idea.
And then they might have something that you need, so you can always have do those exchanges with one another. You can also give back just on your way to the grocery store. You see trash on the ground. You get to the door. Pick it up. Throw it away.
Yes.
You see the cart getting ready to go hit somebody's brand new Mercedes. Yes. Whatever. So, you know, get that cart. Take
or their
back.
Old car. Doesn't matter.
Exactly. Right.
We appreciate
you
this.
You know, just doing the gift that goes on. I always love the, you know, when you're at your coffee shop and you're getting your coffee, you pull up to the window and that person says, you know, the car, have you paid for your drink?
I love pay it forward.
Pay it forward. You know, and then you're thinking, yeah, you know, I'll keep it going.
Yep.
It is a nervous thing though sometimes because you're always so reluctant to say, yeah, I want to, because the car behind you could be picking up drinks for an office
for
party.
Office.
And it's like, oh, I was just trying to come in and get my tin. My drip, you know.
So what are the car behind me? You're
so ridiculous.
What's the stipulation here? I know, but that's still so funny. You know, it's still a way you can just be partial to that. You know, but that's still one of the things I always really love.
Yes,
I love that. And then you know, just doing things that you may not get recognized for, recognition or something that people may not see you doing, just things
that's
that you don't really think about.
Just being a good human being.
Yes. Really. Yes.
Yep. That's the reward. That's the reward.
Absolutely.
I tell my kids that all the time in school. They're like, what do I get? What do I get? I'm like, you get to be a good human being.
Do
a
that?
Better human being.
Be a good person. Did you see me do that?
Yeah. I do. Right. I love them. But yes, sometimes
it.
I'm like, yep. You're learning to be a better human.
Yes,
that's
absolutely.
It. That's
you
great.
Love it. And that's really what's most important.
Yeah.
So.
It's not just for someone else. It's also for you. To,
yes.
You know.
True.
Yeah.
And so if you really are that person that's really seeking for a way to help and you don't, for one, you might just not be able to get out in your community just for different circumstances. You can always look online to find out what the need is in your community or even in the nation. You can always look to see. I mean, just it's
in
so much
world.
Social media.
Yeah.
Yes, the world. So much is on social media that you can find someone and something to give to. So we are going to be, we're going to lead by examples. Mm-hmm. So the Davis sisters plan to give back as well this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually do every year. But since we aren't able to put on our annual Christmas concert this year in the way that we normally would.
Right. Yes, you'll find out more about that later.
Yes, you will. So we are going to actually choose an organization, each sister. And so my organization actually is going to be, that I'm going to give to, is the Shriners Children's Hospital. And reason for this is because it's close to home for me. I am a recipient of a surgery for my back surgery.
Yes.
When I was 16, I had scoliosis. Well, I do have scoliosis, but I received the surgery free of charge. This is just amazing. There's no way that mom and dad could have paid for that surgery.
Yeah,
there's
right,
no
yes.
way. And so I'm just grateful that someone was like, hey, have you heard of this Shriners Hospital for children? And, awesome. You know, first of all, for learning about what scoliosis even was and all that stuff growing up, it's just there's no way we would have been able to pay for all that. So just having something like that, I'm like, I remember saying that if I have a way to give back one day, I'm going to. So usually every year I'm giving to them. So that's my organization of choice.
Awesome.
And
that's great. and you know me, I am the indecisive sister.
Oh, yeah. About everything.
There's a few organizations that I am thinking of. I still haven't decided yet if I'm giving to one or if I'm going to split my donations and, you know, disperse them areas to cover a little bit more bases. But yes, I'm excited to give back this year as well.
Yeah.
So, and we know, we as the Davis sisters, we want you to know that we know that this year has been tough. It's been tough for many people. Mm-hmm. You know, there's been a lot of factors to this year. And, you know, there may be some people that just are not looking forward to Christmas. You're not feeling like you're in that place to even be talking about volunteering and giving back.
Right.
We totally understand.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you were able to get back, that's great. That's great. But perhaps you're actually one of those that's in need. So we hope that in sharing today that you know that there's programs out there for you. There's people out there that are there to help you.
Right.
Yes. There's people out there to pray with you, whatever your need. And so we just pray that you all get what you need and so much more.
Yes.
Not just this holiday season, but
all year.
Yeah,
right. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Our positive thought for the day is give in whatever is in your hands to give. Mm-hmm. Share whatever is in your heart to share.
Love it.
Yes.
I do love that. That's so good. Yeah. So thank you all for joining us today and listening to our podcast. We just want you to not forget to go to our Facebook page at the Davis Sisters to add your post and your comments on today's topic. What are ways that you volunteer and give back during the holidays? Give us some ideas or other people some ideas of some organizations that they can help or things that they can do during this time. And that will also help others out there that are in need to find places that they can get help. You can also follow us on Instagram at the official Davis Sisters and visit our website to get your official Davis Sisters t-shirt in time for Christmas at davissisters.com.
And now, listeners, join us in some Christmas spirit as we share our Christmas carol of the day.
Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore. Ye Christ the Lord. Oh, come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Oh, come ye, oh, come ye to Bethlehem. Come and behold him, born the King of angels. Oh, come, oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore. Oh, come, let us adore him, Christ the Lord.
Thank you for tuning in to our Davis Sisters podcast. Remember, friends and family, spread love.
It's all about the love, love, love we share. It's all about the way, way, way we care. You are my brother, you are my sister. Family around the world, love. It's all about the love.